MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Kristy Froon. He's PwC South Africa Senior Economist. Kristy, I appreciate the time. A recent megatrends report coming out of PwC and your colleagues, a lot to dig into it. One of the things that really stood out for me, you talk around the measurement of global uncertainty reached new highs. And we can look at what's coming out of the US administration in terms of tariffs and kind of pin it all onto that. But it's much more than that. It's AI, it's climate change. There's a lot out there giving this heightened uncertainty.
Yes, look, I think we know that the headlines are dominated at the moment by politics, and very often the US is involved, and the story around tariffs, which is really impacting South Africa. But for us, that's part of the story, and it's part of the, as we call it, the mega trends, the big things that are shaping our society, these long-term driving factors. And some of them we are very much aware of, like the politics, climate change, which we see very often referenced in all kinds of analysis and warnings. Also, technological change. I think AI is the most prominent one at the moment. But there's also other factors we think of, like demographic change, the age structure of society, what that means for unemployment, for example. We can also think of social stability, and I guess in South Africa's case, instability, and how all of these factors move in on that. So for us, the big elevated levels of uncertainty we're seeing at the moment, it is probably more than just the tariff story, more than just the politics. It is a society that is changing in a direction where our knowledge of the present and the future is just being more unpredictable.
Absolutely. And that spooky, for want a bad word, but it, you know, particularly both policymakers and business find this a challenge. There's also, in this type of environment, there is opportunity. And I know it's a cliche, but it's that ability to adapt and kind of grab the mettle of this and actually use it to drive better outcomes.
That's true. I mean, if you look at all of the, let's call it the big successful investors and entrepreneurs and the biggest companies in the world, they all started with unique ideas or adapted ideas when opportunities arose, when there were changes in markets, disruption, this kind of uncertainty. And what we're saying in the South African context specifically, if we think of what the tariffs in the US is doing to some of our export-dependent companies, everyone's saying, let's look at different markets, different opportunities, which is quite valid, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it actually requires us as South Africans and as an export-oriented economy to rethink how we create the kind of export value, who really needs our products, how do we deliver it to them, and how do we reshape businesses and industries to take hold of these opportunities? Because it's literally that cliche about when one door closes, you have to look where the other door can open.
And some of it, you and your colleagues, you created a simulation of possible policy responses, and the numbers were huge. It was, what, $188 billion added to exports by 2030. It is huge. It's not necessarily easy. How much is it public-private partnership? In other words, it's not one side going it alone.
Well, our simulation basically said, listen, the world is changing and our biggest trading partners are implementing different policies in response to changes in trade and climate and technology. And we have to try and make use of these opportunities. So, for example, some of the Asian countries implementing green technology ventures that has demand for platinum and similar metals that we actually export. So there's actually a growing opportunity there. And your question about is it public, is it private, is it both? It's certainly one that we all need to work together. The public sector has the political and the technical relationships. The private sector is, that's where most of these products are made and produced and then exported. So it's not something that either public or private sector can go alone. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, at least since the arrival of COVID-19, we've seen this heightened cooperation between government and private sector, which in 2025 needs to probably shift towards this direction of thinking, how do we as South Africa send more of our goods to the rest of the world, earn money that way, create jobs that way?
And some of it is, I mean, you mentioned the idea around a hydrogen economy, which therefore in turn creates that increased demand for PGMs. We're the big producer of that. We get a big benefit. Some of it is going to be sort of longer term, but some of it can actually be fairly quick in a sense.
Well, we have to keep track of what's happening in markets globally. As an exporter, you need to be, they say, agile to change. Mm-hmm. And as we've seen in the past 12 months, how quickly trade regimes have changed, not just in the US, but we've seen in many other countries, our trade rules have been adapted. Europe, we know Turkey, India, China, and this is not even just in response to what the US is doing. Each country is looking at its own benefits and its own people and how do they actually help their own economic development and growth. It inherently involves trade and investment with other countries. So it requires us as South Africans, this at the bottom end of this continent with many of our markets far, far away, to be very much aware of how things develop. And when it comes to technology, for example, developments happen on a weekly basis that we need to try and keep up with. So this is certainly a time for us to realize that our knowledge of the world needs to grow significantly for us to take benefit from these potential opportunities.
I like that phrase you used there, agile to change. And this, frankly, is not asking much new of our business leaders. Good businesses change. A totally wild example is Checkers 6060. And it is that constant evolving. This is what at the heart of good business is doing.
That's true. And you give that example. I think when you look at any industry, there's always going to be a leader or two when it comes to innovation. And then you can see those that do not make it as quickly or as effectively. It shows us that there's room for change, there's room for innovation, there's room to be agile. And it's dependent on business leaders and companies and stakeholders to work together to seize those opportunities. Because the risk is that you lag behind. And in this context, it will be other countries and companies in those countries that then seize those opportunities. And that can quickly close a market once again if the market on that side is actually getting the goods it wants and probably even looking at South Africa saying, thanks, we're okay, we don't need your products right now.
That's a great point. If we're not doing it, make no mistake, somebody else is, and we need to get there first, perhaps. Christy Fillon, PwC South Africa, Senior Economist, always appreciate the insights.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.